Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's Wednesday the 6th of March and today's news story is about a 72-year-old woman who has become a bit of a TikTok sensation. But why? What happened? Well, I'm going to tell you, but before I do that, let's have a look at our keywords from today's episode. So I have just a few words for you to listen out for, words that you might not know. So listen carefully and see if you can understand them based on the context. At the end, we will come back to all of these words to look at what they mean and how I use them. We start with a verb, which maybe you saw in the title, dangle, D-A-N-G-L-E, dangle. Next, another word from the title, shutters, and that's a noun, shutters. And then we have a verb, lean, L-E-A-N, lean. Another verb, grab, G-R-A-B, grab. And finally, an adjective, shaken up. What does it mean if you are shaken up? Okay, those are the key words. As I said, we'll come back to them all at the end. And here is today's news story. A 72-year-old woman has become a TikTok sensation after a video of her dangling from shop shutters went viral. Anne Hughes, a cleaner from Wales, was standing outside the shop she cleans when the owner started opening the shutters from the inside. However, Anne's coat got caught in the shutters and she was lifted into the air for several seconds. The footage of the unfortunate incident was shared online by the store and has been viewed 1.8 million times. Anne joked that she will have to handle the fame. Explaining how she ended up hanging upside down, she said that she had been leaning against the shutters when they suddenly started opening. She tried shouting to the owner, but no one came to her aid. She said, "He couldn't hear me shouting when I realised that I had been caught. The shutter was completely open. Then I screamed his name, and thank goodness he came out and lowered the shutter a little bit and managed to get me in his arms. And I just can remember saying to him, 'Just grab my head.' I was worried I was going to fall. I was pointing towards the floor." She added that although she was quite shaken up by the incident, she has since been able to see the funny side. She said, "Last night we were singing Fame to all my messenger group and they thought it was hysterical," she joked, referring to the title song from the famous musical. "I'll have to handle the fame. Always have my makeup on. I'll never go against those shutters again. Never. I've learned my lesson." And that's today's news story. Okay, so how much of that did you understand? I recommend that after we go through the vocabulary, have a listen for a second time. Go back, see if you can understand it better on a second listen. Okay, so the keywords now. Dangle. And we'll also look at the word shutters. So you'll need to watch the video as well. This might make it a little bit clearer if you're not exactly sure what happened here. So the video shows her dangling from shop shutters. So to dangle means to hang loosely. And the shutters, well, that's the metal covering that protects the windows and entrance of a shop from thieves when it is closed. So she got caught on there and was hanging from it. Okay, next, lean. So she was leaning against the shutters. To lean is to rest part or all of your body on or against something. Okay, next, grab. So she said to him, just grab my head. So to grab is to take and hold something firmly. And finally, shaken up. She added that although she was quite shaken up by the incident, she has since been able to see the funny side. So to be shaken up means to be shocked and upset by something. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and found it useful. Maybe you learned some new words. And I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.